Let's go.
Bay Area!
Please welcome
Big Bay Mornings.
Wake up!
When they hear the sound of the drum, they'll be saying, oh Lord, here they come.
Good morning.
Here we come. Thank you guys for making my morning great.
Here we come.
Every morning I'm pumped for work.
Here we come.
Big Bay Mornings.
Here we come.
99.7 now.
Good morning and welcome to Tuesday, March 28th. We are Big Bay Mornings checking in on another Tornado Tuesday.
Is that what we're calling it now?
I don't know what it is about Tuesdays in the Bay, but getting storms every single Tuesday. The possibility of tornadoes, but for sure, wind and rain on and off again starting now through tomorrow.
Yuck.
So get ready for it, baby.
Yeah, and it's cold as hell outside. Mm-hmm. I'm getting real, and I like cold weather, but I'm getting real sick of it.
Good morning, Greg.
Good morning, everyone.
Hello, Nikki.
Hello.
Did you get your garage door handled?
Yes.
It's fixed.
It's fixed, and it wasn't my fault. Tell Art hi, and then I'll tell you what happened.
Okay.
Top of the morning to your producer, Art.
Top of the morning. What's up, Bendy?
So who hit the garage?
It was not hit, okay? It's just an older garage. So one of the springs ended up breaking on it, and what happened was you ever try to open up a blinds and you notice that like only one side goes up and the other one doesn't?
Mm-hmm.
That's exactly what happened to my garage. So when it did that, the reason why it bent was because one side was not going down. So when the guy came through, I said, look, I just need you to tell me so I could tell everyone else. That's really all I cared. I was like, yeah, it's going to get fixed. But I need you. Can you just say this into the microphone, please? That it was not my fault.
We're going to need it in writing.
Yes.
Well, let's get him on the line.
The email will be coming in later today. Trust him.
Well, no. I'm not going to believe an email. You could fabricate an email address.
Okay, I'll call him. We're going to call this guy because I told
him. That could be your friend. No.
Greg, what do you need? I will give you whatever you need. When I tell you, I told this man, I go, no one is going to believe me. Like, nobody believes me right now, so I need you to put it in writing.
He didn't believe you either.
In the report that you send.
He's like, what do you want me to tell them? That it's an old garage door and it broke like blinds?
Yes.
Okay, I'll tell them that.
Exactly. So that's what happened.
Okay, well, I'm glad you made it this morning and your garage is fixed. So that's what you did with your Monday. Greg, how was your daily doctor's appointment yesterday?
That's not funny.
What?
Greg's daily doctor update.
We should do a bit. Greg's daily doctor's appointment.
All right.
Okay.
We should.
All right.
Once you hit 50, you don't have. I know you are sickly, so once you hit 50, you are 2 or 3 a day.
I'm not even going to make it to 50.
Yeah, that's true. That is true. Well, you know what? My regular doctor, who I see quite often, he told me to go see a dermatologist because I have this little freckle on my eye, and he just said, I just want to make sure, not on my eye, under my eye, I just want to make sure that it's nothing, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, I haven't been to the dermatologist since I had acne when I was like 16. So, you know, I mean, I just thought he gonna look at my face, bing, bang, boom, you know, he takes a little microscope out or whatever that's called, magnifying glass.
Can I be judgy for a moment?
Yeah, what?
Oh, here we go.
Well, for someone who refuses to wear sunscreen and loves to sit outside.
I don't refuse to
wear
it.
Okay, you don't.
If you put it on me, I'll wear it.
Sure. Yeah, exactly. Someone else has. He's like a little boy. Well, but.
Coming from you, Benny.
You love the sun.
I did before I moved here, this damn place.
Yeah, that's true. Anywho, you should be going, if not every year, every other year. And you should have been for the last 20 years at least to get just your skin checked.
That's so interesting. That's what my doctor told me.
Yes, dude.
What, so you can make more fun of me for going to the doctor?
No, you don't have to tell us. But you should definitely go get your skin checked at least every other year. But okay.
Well, anyway.
20 years later, he's there.
I'm there. And I'm like, okay. And then he like closes his curtain around me. And I'm like, what's going on? He's like, take your clothes off. I'm like, oh,
hey.
Oh, you ain't that cute, honey. Like, I'm like, what? And he's like, I'm doing a full body scan. And I was like, I'm just here for this little thing right here. He's like, no, we're going to check your whole entire body. So I had to get naked in front of this man that I don't even know, which I'm usually fine with. But yesterday, I just wasn't expecting it. So I did not know that the dermatologist was going to have me bent over a sink. That's all I didn't know.
Damn.
Okay, well, no, they're not supposed to bend you over a sink, so I don't know exactly where you went.
Well,
but they give you the
tenderloin.
They give you the little gown, so like when they're looking at the backside, you have the gown in the front, and then you do it the other way around.
I wondered why the nurse gave that to me. Yes. She just set it down and said, here's a gown. She didn't tell me all that, but she gave it to me, and I thought, this girl must be confused. You know, we're not in that kind
of place. I'm here for these cheeks, not these cheeks.
But anyway, I got the full body scan. I had to get a biopsy on something. I've got to go back to the doctor again now. I mean, it's like you got something on your back that just doesn't look normal. I'm like, oh, Lord.
Well, besides that, though, everything else looked okay?
Yeah, he said this was fine. The reason I was there was fine.
Okay. See? So, good thing that he did a full body scan.
The thing on his butt. He's going to have to go back and get checked out. Mm-hmm.
Now I have a big hole in my back, so there's always something with me.
God,
2023 is not my health year, but you know what? The rabbit didn't lie. The year of the rat and the rabbit, not compatible for health. Just letting you know.
Nikki, you're supposed to have a great year, right? 2023?
I think I'm doing fine right now.
Yeah?
Really? You didn't even show up to work yesterday.
As I said, I'm doing fine. It could have been worse. Let me tell you that. Hey, I'm Betty. I'm the glasses half up. Full.
Fulls, yeah.
The glass is full of something. Okay,
no one ever described Benny as the glasses half full.
Benny described himself.
No one ever described him that way.
I tried to say that to my wife the other week. I've never heard her laugh so hard. She fell to her knees.
No, I do remember you were going to try and be that for New Year's, but we are almost to April now. That glass is not even half. That's empty.
Got a splash in there.
Less than half a show.
Spritz.
Oh, man. Well, good morning. Thanks for being here with Big Bay Mornings.
We're all alive for now.
Your BBFTM is coming up. Here's how it goes. I think my friend should pay for my speeding ticket because he made me speed.
Huh.
We'll get into it coming up in your BBM DM. If it is your birthday today, March 28th, you share it with Derek Carr. Did he retire or did he go to a different team?
He went to the New Orleans Saints.
Okay, there you go. Derek Carr, my boy Vince Vaughn, and Lady Gaga.
Hey!
Good morning. Let's get this thing started on a Tuesday.
Karen!
All right.
Wake up the right way with Benny, Nikki, and Greg.
We love you. We'd love you, too.
99.7 now.
Good morning. It is time for the BBM DM with Benny, Nikki, and Greg. You can slide through on Instagram at Big Bay Mornings. This morning's DM goes like this. What up, Big Bay Mornings? I think my friend should pay for my speeding ticket.
Ooh.
My two friends and I drove from Santa Rosa to San Jose last weekend for a wedding. I agreed to drive. Well, on the day of the wedding, one of my friends was 45 minutes late to my house, which meant we would definitely miss the ceremony. I was trying to make up time on the drive down, and sure enough, I was pulled over for speeding.
Mm.
Of course, I got the ticket, and now I am pissed. I feel like it's my late friend's responsibility, but he hasn't made any mention of paying for it. He should pay, right?
No. That's
you
your fault. What you should have done is somebody's 45 minutes late, you should have left them.
Thank you.
That's what you should have done. You should have just left him, and he could have found his way there. But when you waited for him, you made it your own responsibility, your own ticket. You shouldn't have been speeding.
It's just crazy to me to think that this person believes the friend should pay because their foot was on, because they were late. There's a difference between, like, you can give them a hard time, but you drove the car, you decided to go fast, that's your responsibility.
Yeah, I'm with y'all. You didn't get the speeding ticket because of your late friend. You got the speeding ticket for speeding. Altogether sounds like poor planning with all of y'all. I mean, why are you cutting it so close? That's a drive. You got to give yourself some wiggle room.
Yeah.
The 45 minutes is going to mean you for sure miss the ceremony?
Yeah, I don't go for late. I was waiting for two friends at a restaurant not that long ago. They were over 25 minutes late. Mm-hmm. I was sitting there looking like a fool, and I got up and left. And they were walking in when I was walking out, and they tried to apologize and keep me there. And even though they were still there, I said, nope, I'm already in a bad mood, and I left.
Good for you.
Yeah, I don't do late. I do not do late.
And these dudes are already late. Then they got pulled over. I'm sure that delay didn't help.
Yeah.
Now they missed the reception, too, everything. But
why is a guy 45 minutes late? What are you doing that makes you 45 minutes late?
Oh, that's a good question.
Now, while I 100% agree it is not the friend's responsibility to pay, he was not speeding, I do think I would if I were the late one and Greg was driving and Greg was, well, that would never happen.
Yeah,
Greg would never speed.
Say,
okay, come back over here.
Yeah, Nikki.
My Volvo has a governor on it. It only goes 65.
Let's say I was late. I finally arrived. Nikki, you're driving. You're speeding. You get the ticket. I would offer to pitch in, not pay for the whole thing, but I'd be like, yo, that's my bad. Here's whatever, X amount of money.
Now, knowing myself, because I am someone who drives fast, I wouldn't even expect that from you. That's the difference between me and this person, because does this person already drive crazy? Are you using this as an excuse to blame it on your friend when you probably would have been speeding regardless? I know that would be nice.
Okay, so you're saying if this guy's record looks like your record.
Yeah, then it's your fault.
That's all you. Okay, fine. I'll save my money then.
Yeah, save your money. I would not expect that because I had my foot on the gas.
Because I'm a reckless driver.
That's what real friends do. I don't expect you to help me when I'm the problem.
Well, there you go. You're probably not going to see a penny from your friend.
No.
But never drive him again.
Yes.
There you go. That's your BBMDM. You can hit us up anytime on Instagram at Big Bay Mornings. Your Dirty on the 30 is up next. Greg, what do you have in Sassy Sports?
A San Francisco Giant great calls it quits last night at Oracle. We'll give you all the details. That's next in Sassy Sports.
Yeah. Are you ready? Dirty on the 30. Benny, Nikki, and Greg with everything you need to know. Today's headlines.
Welcome to another Tornado Tuesday.
Oh my God. What
is it about Tuesdays, man? Terrible Tuesdays, I tell you. Another big storm hits the Bay today. Expect wind up to 50 miles per hour with rain on and off for the next couple of days. And yes, there is even the possibility of more tornadoes along Highway 1. A new study found that almost half of employed people hold a side job or have some form of supplemental income. You almost have to if you're living in the Bay.
Yeah, you gotta have two or three.
But it's not just low-income or cash-strapped households. That's why I thought this was interesting. Those earning $100,000 or more annually are more likely to have a side hustle.
You know, I mean, you got to know how to make that money, that extra money.
What do you think the number one way people are earning side cash is?
DoorDash.
Nope.
Etsy.
Uber.
Selling stuff on the internet. Selling crap on the internet.
Selling used crap on the internet.
It's either that or selling yourself on the internet.
I mean, didn't Benny sell you his underwear? Come on.
That's right. That's
not
right.
On the internet. Out of the back of a trunk.
And mandatory in-car breathalyzers are only a few years away. So part of President Biden's $1 trillion Infrastructure Investment and Jobs Act requires that all new cars must come equipped with DUI-detecting breathalyzers by 2026. The way it would work is drivers would exhale towards a small sensor connected to your car, and you'd wait a couple seconds, and it'll give you a pass-fail reading. If you fail, your car will not start. If you pass, you're good to go home.
This is good news for people on the road and great news for Lyft and Uber.
Mm-hmm.
Sassy Sports.
Gets you in the mood to party.
Yeah.
Three-time World Series champ and longtime Giants closer Sergio Romo came out one last time to his signature song and pitched an inning for the Giants against the A's in both teams' final exhibition game last night at Oracle Stadium. He will now retire a Giant after playing for several teams after his career in San Francisco ended, and the crowd at Oracle, of course, gave Romo a standing ovation to send him off. A great career, as he did, as I said, rack up three World Series championships with the Giants. You remember those, right, Art?
Of course I do. 2010, 2012, 2014, three of the worst years of my life.
I bet. I'm sure it is. As he's wearing his A's
cap. Exactly.
We'll keep that on through Thursday, at least, Art, because the Giants and the A's, they are only getting started. The Giants start their season Thursday morning in New York against the Yankees with a very early first pitch, 10:05. And the A's, they start at home against the Angels at 7. And Angels pitcher Shohei Ohtani will start that game. And according to Forbes, he's set to make a Major League Baseball record, $65 million for 2023 alone.
Ooh.
Ladies, get you some Shohei.
Uh-huh. Sign me up. I'm going to the game.
His base salary is $30 million, and then he makes the rest in endorsements. And the NFL owners' meetings are this week in Arizona, and 49ers general manager John Lynch made headlines yesterday saying that if he were healthy to start the season, Brock Purdy is the quarterback that has earned the right to start the season over last season starter, Trey Lance.
Must have been listening to this show, because that's what we've been saying.
Is that your boy?
That's my boy, Purdy!
All right, what about Lance?
No, back up. Set it straight.
Unfortunately for Brock, I don't think he is going to be healthy, so Lance may get the start by default, but it's going to be interesting what happens when he comes back. You know, the 49ers, they always got some kind of quarterback controversy going on.
They do.
That's all I got for Sassy Sports, but you know what I always say? If they're
playing with balls, I'm all over it.
Entertainment Report.
The White Lotus is reportedly heading to Thailand for its third season. The show has previously filmed at the Four Seasons Resort in Hawaii and Italy, and it's possible that season three will take place at one in Thailand. Creator Mike White hinted that the new season may focus on death, Eastern religion, and spirituality. Production hasn't begun yet, and casting details are to be announced.
You think Jennifer Coolidge comes back? Like, she didn't die?
I heard that they're talking about having her come back as a ghost.
Oh, God.
Oh, don't do that.
I'm just saying. That's what I heard.
That is so done. That's jumping the shark right there.
Her jumping off that boat was still the funniest
scene ever.
Well,
I don't think she jumped.
Her rolling off the boat was, oh, my God.
I don't think that was intentional. I think she slept.
Okay. Sorry, carry on.
Questlove, Oscar-winning director and Roots drummer, will direct a live-action remake of Disney's The Aristocrats and will be overseeing the music. He's amazing. You already know this soundtrack is going to sound so good. He confirmed the news on his Instagram, and I'm looking forward to this project.
Isn't this that stupid plot where the owner, she dies and then gives her inheritance to the calves?
Yes.
Yeah.
And then Mother Cat kills her kittens or something?
How do you know so much about this movie from 1970?
No, I don't know. Yeah, I don't even know what The Little Mermaid's about, but yeah, I know she about the Aristocats.
Oh, my goodness. And it looks like Emily Ratajkowski is in some hot water after making out with Harry Styles in Tokyo, and it's causing a rift with her friend Olivia Wilde. Apparently, Emily is now begging for forgiveness, but Wilde wants nothing to do with the drama and is focusing on her kids and work.
Oh, yeah, Olivia Wilde wants nothing to do with drama. That's all she is drama.
I mean, isn't she still dealing with her divorce from your boy?
Yeah, and I mean, they seem to be doing well. I saw them holding hands on the streets of L.A., so I don't, maybe they're getting back together. Jason Sudeikis and Olivia Wilde.
I mean, Olivia Wilde is just not trying to pay these bills. I heard your boy was making her go through court, but...
Harry Styles, Ted Lasso. Ted Lasso all day.
No way. Are you kidding?
That visor is sexy, baby.
Yeah. I'm going to skip that stash and go for Harry.
That is your Dirty on the 30.
Yeah.
What? Are you kidding me?
Have that sinking feeling that something's off in your relationship.
What do you have to say now?
The Big Bang Mornings team uncovers the truth.
Hey, what's wrong with you, man?
Bay Area cheaters, beware.
What?
I don't think that's healthy at all.
Not at all.
Benny, Nikki, and Greg are setting the love trap on 99.7 Now.
All right, so Haley says that there's some weird stuff going on at her boyfriend's house that she needs our help investigating. Haley, what's happening at your man's house?
Well, we've been dating maybe 9 months now, a little over, and I've been gradually bringing things over and leaving them at the house because we've been dating pretty,
slowly taking over a drawer.
Yeah, that's the move. Uh-huh.
Yeah, he's given me a whole drawer, and it's been fine. Like, he was very excited about it, He cleaned it out and was just jazzed. And then a couple weeks ago, I went over, and all the stuff in my drawer is gone.
What?
And yeah, it's just gone.
Where was it? I mean, where did it go?
He said he put it in the spare bedroom because he needed more room. And I'm like, okay. So I went in the guest room and I go over and it's all in the guest room, like kind of hidden in a second drawer, like way down stuff, like not put in there nicely. So we got in a little spat, which I'm not admitting. I admit I wasn't the nicest about it.
I wouldn't be either.
But I was confused. Yeah, I thought it was just kind of surprising. He should have brought it up. Like, I need more room.
Well, what did he put in your drawer then?
His stuff, his things.
Yeah, it just kind of got taken over by all his stuff again.
Okay.
Which is fine. It wouldn't have been that big of a deal, but I didn't think much of it until I took a shower at his house and I found very nice conditioner. And this is one of those 3-in-1 boys. Like, he's one of those, like, body wash, shampoo, conditioner, all in one bottle. Like, I convinced myself that he washes his dishes with those. Like, he's one of those.
Wait, what's wrong? I use that. Oh my God, what's wrong with that? I'm surprised. And I'm gay.
Let me ask you this, Haley. Is your man balding?
Oh, for sure. That's the thing. Is the man
because he's using that Head and Shoulders or the 3-in-1? That stuff will make your hair fall out, Greg.
Listen, when my hair started falling out, they hadn't even invented 3-in-1 yet, okay? So that was not the problem.
Just had head, no shoulders. All right. So, yeah, well, that's part of the problem. Maybe he upgraded. No?
Benny.
No. Here's the thing. This conditioner, I went full Shakira on him, and I was like, I need to do some investigating. This is like $25 conditioner. This is more expensive conditioner than I've ever purchased in my life. And he's such a frugal guy. We talk about it all the time, how he just really isn't into that stuff. Like, he makes fun of me for loving products. You know, I admit I'm overkill on the products, but he's a little underkill. And I thought it balanced each other. So this one was just red flag city, you know, and it's for curly hair, and the boy does not have curly hair.
As a curly hair person, you have to know what products to get, and you don't just jump into the $25 high-end products. You go with the suave, and you work your way up.
Also, you said he doesn't have a lot of hair, right?
No, he's straight up receding. I mean, and I like it. I think he's cute, but he does not have a lot of hair.
I'm not saying your man is innocent here, but I don't have a lot of hair, but I'll use conditioner way more than I probably shampoo once a week at most. Mm-hmm. And then if I just want something in my hair, I'll use conditioner. It's not as harsh.
I think my biggest issue was not that. It's like, I know he doesn't use conditioner because I've roasted him about using conditioner.
Right.
I'm like, yeah.
Well, he's not the kind of dude that would do this.
Exactly.
And it's for curly hair also, and he doesn't really have hair. So what did he say? I'm assuming you asked him about it.
Honestly, I was so livid and irritated with how the first situation blew up that I broached it a little bit, but he was convinced that that was what he bought and that he just was trying something new. But I didn't want to escalate it too much because the first one just went out of control from something I didn't think was that big of a deal. Me going, where's my stuff? And him going, I moved it, and it went full like to 100 very quickly, so I didn't really broach this one as much as I wanted to, but he said it was his. He just cut it at that, and I just don't buy it. I don't buy it. I really don't.
Nikki, let's say it is another woman was there and it is her conditioner.
Yeah.
Was that left in the shower by her on purpose?
1,000%. 1,000%. And let me tell you, that conditioner in that house and the moving of the stuff, that feels so intentional. So yeah, she did that on purpose. If there is another woman.
All right. Well, let's find that out. We'll play one song as soon as it's over, Haley. We'll call your boyfriend Eric, and we'll set the love trap, okay?
Thanks, y'all.
Big Bay Mornings, home of the love trap. So Haley says that she became suspicious that her boyfriend Eric was cheating after finding expensive conditioner in his shower. Eric doesn't have any hair. So has there been another woman showering at his house? That's what we're going to find out right now in the love trap.
Hello.
Hey, good morning. May I please speak with Eric?
Yeah, it's him.
Hey, Eric. My name is Chad, and I'm calling from Roots Almighty, and we are a brand new flower and plant shop in San Jose. How you doing this morning?
Good.
Nice. Hey, the reason for the phone call is, as a new shop, what we are doing, offering local residents free flowers each day in hopes of getting the word out there about us. Eric, you are one of today's winners, so congratulations. And as a winner, you have two options. I can send beautiful flowers to you, right to your house, or to someone of your choice, providing they live within the Bay Area. So we're talking free flowers and free same-day delivery. That is what we offer here at Roots Almighty.
All right. Like, no catch. Like, I don't have to pay anything.
Nothing whatsoever. Delivery drivers would love a tip, but it's not required.
Okay.
What do you say?
All right. Yeah, I guess I'll try it out.
Perfect. And if you do love the flowers, we hope that you'll pop into Roots Almighty next time you need to purchase some flowers or plants, okay?
Sure.
Awesome. All right, man. So which option would you like to go with? Do you want me to send the flowers to you, or did you want to send them to someone else?
We could send them to somebody else.
And what is the name of that person?
Her name's Meredith.
Meredith.
Got it.
Yeah.
I'll get her address in a moment. I will attach a card with the flowers so Meredith knows they're coming from you. Did you want to write a message in the card? You could personalize it if you'd like.
Just write, hope you're having a great day. Miss you. Exclamation point.
Does Meredith have curly hair?
Yes. Why?
Hey, Eric, my name is not Chad. My name is Benny. Not calling from Roots Almighty. Calling from 99.7 Now. It's a radio station. You're on it in what is called the Love Trap. It's where we catch Bay Area cheaters. And surprise, on the phone with us this morning is Haley.
Hey, you miss Meredith, huh? Curly-haired Meredith? The one that... Is that the reason why my stuff's not in your room anymore?
Oh, my God. Are you serious right now?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm serious right now. You don't want to talk about it. We're talking about it now, baby, in front of a bunch of people. So, what's the deal? The conditioner. You still want to talk about it?
Oh, my God. Like, why? Haley, why do you keep going on with this conditioner? Like, what is...
Because she obviously left it there for me to find. You obviously think that... we've been together 9 months, and you're not going to have this conversation with me? You'd rather send somebody else flowers and act like I'm the only one for you? You have no hair, bud.
I already told you it was an accident, okay? I bought that stuff. It was an accident. I did not mean to buy it, okay?
Is it an accident to send flowers to Meredith? Who is Meredith?
It's like nobody. It's like...
Well, nobody sends flowers to nobody, so she's somebody.
Yeah.
Like, I don't...
Eric, was Meredith at the house taking a shower?
I told you, I bought the conditioner. It was an accident.
Like, just admit it. You know what I mean? Like, you're caught. Obviously, you're not sending them to me. Unless Meredith is a cousin or an aunt. No?
All right.
Is Meredith a family member?
All right. Haley, like, I'll be honest. Like, I'm sorry, okay? Like, I'll just, like, preface this. I'll just say I'm sorry. I made a mistake. It was, like, a one-time, like, mistake. All right?
People are bringing over their own conditioner when it's a one-time thing. I'm going to tell you that right now.
Oh, my God. Haley, like, listen, like, again, I'm sorry. It was a mistake. It was a one-time thing. I am so sorry. It will never happen again. Like,
you're right. It won't happen again.
Like,
not with me.
Haley, it was like a one-time thing.
Oh, God. Eric, we get it. It was a one-time thing.
How many times?
It was one time.
This is what I'm talking about. We're talking in circles. I'm glad to know that it's not just with me.
Haley, you were right about a lot of things, but the one thing you were right about is it's impossible to get any information out of this dude.
Seriously. I'm so glad that it wasn't just me because I thought I was going crazy.
Nothing serious happened. Let me call you. Like, I'll call you after this. Like, we could talk. I'm not going to talk to you about this with a bunch of other people.
You already did, Eric.
Okay, but it was like, I want to talk to you one-on-one. I'm like, would rather give you more information one-on-one than like talk to you around all these people on the radio. I cannot believe this. It's not going to happen again, okay? Like, I promise you it's not going to happen again. So, like,
I think just... all you do is lie at this point. And if it was a one-time thing, you wouldn't
have
moved my stuff. You wouldn't have had her in the bathroom. She wouldn't have been moving in, basically. I'm done.
Nobody's moving in.
I think the curly hair thing sounds pretty attractive to me, too. I'm going to go find somebody with some hair.
Woo! Let's go.
Bay Area!
Please welcome
Big Bay Mornings.
Woo-hoo! Wake up!
When they hear the sound of the drum, they'll be saying, oh, Lord, here they come.
Good morning.
Thank you guys for making my morning great.
Here we come.
Every morning I'm pumped for work.
Here we come.
Big Bay Mornings.
Here we come.
99.7 Now.
So, who felt the earthquakes?
Everybody on the texting hotline. Oh, I gotta swallow.
Oh my gosh, Greg.
What?
Swallow your beef stroganoff or whatever you got out there.
It stinks so bad in here.
It smells funky. Like hamburger helper.
I'm getting you back.
It smells a little tanky. Like, a little old.
Yeah, actually, Art, you have no room to talk. You can't say anything about stinky food. Yeah, everyone in the texting hotline is asking if we felt the earthquake that happened in Pacifica. There was a few of them, right? There was like a series of them.
Mm-hmm. A series of small ones, yeah. And I mean, Pacifica's right here, but I guess because we get so much construction in this building, we just didn't notice.
I was about to say, most of the time, we feel the ground shaking, and it's just because something's moving.
2.6 to 3.5 earthquakes. So that's light work, 3.5.
Well, doesn't that normally mean that there's more coming?
Could be.
It could, or it could be relieving pressure. Depends on the fault it
was
on.
Thank you, Art.
You're welcome.
I would say we live in the Bay Area. There's always more coming.
Right. Yeah.
All right, I have a question for you. What subscription service is worth every penny? After realizing yesterday that I've been paying an annual subscription for an antivirus software.
Oh my goodness.
Wait,
you got McAfee?
No, it's called WebRoot, but similar. Uh-huh. And it's meant for a PC computer. I haven't had a PC computer in my house in 5+ years.
Yeah, I was going to say, you have an Apple, so why would you use an antivirus?
$100 a year. What? I've been paying.
On which credit card, and how did you not know this?
The only reason I noticed is because it's a card I do not use, but it's still connected to my credit union. And so I went on there yesterday, and I'm like, what is this charge? I don't use this card. And I started thinking, wifey? And I click it, and no, it said, WebRoot, your annual payment of
$99.99. Wow.
So I was able to cancel it. After, 30 minutes on the phone, they never make it easy to cancel these things.
Never.
But did you have to pay that $99.99
nope.
you had already paid?
Nope.
They gave
nope.
you that back?
Mm-hmm, because
okay,
it was set to start April 1st. So, yes,
wow.
That was cool. But now I'm compiling a list of subscriptions I have.
Mm-hmm.
We all have so many, and you have no idea what you're paying for.
Well, I always go to the Apple Store, whatever it is, where it keeps your subscriptions. I check that like every other month because you never know what you mindlessly sign up for, maybe after a couple drinks, and then you forget about it. So I usually set something in my calendar to cancel things. But
what if it's not linked to that? Like, I'm talking about subscriptions that could be TSA Pre, Clear. It could be your Amazon Prime. Like, now I'm going through everything that I pay for, either monthly or annually, and I'm trying to get rid of the ones that I don't need or want, but there's the non-negotiable ones that are like, well, I gotta keep this.
Yeah, there's definitely some apps that show all your subscriptions, and then you can go through the app and then cancel them. You link your credit cards, but a lot of people feel mint.
Uh-huh.
Wasn't there some drama, though? Some people don't like it because it's all your information in one place, but if you don't care about those things, there's apps for that, Benny.
Well, I do. So wait, you want me to download an app and attach every credit card I have to
that? Yeah, man. That's why I didn't. I started to do that, but then, you got all your logins and passwords all in one place. There are other apps that will help you cancel, unwanted things. But you asked non-negotiable. You mentioned, for me, Clear and Global Entry.
Yes.
Those two things that get you through security. Like, I'm not waiting. I don't like that.
Worth every penny.
Worth every penny. And then, of course, Amazon Prime.
Yeah,
you can't live without Amazon Prime. And on Amazon, if it does not have the Prime check mark next to it where it will arrive for free the next day, then I'm just not ordering that. I don't need it.
What about Costco? That's a big one.
Yeah.
Costco, I feel like, is non-negotiable.
I never go. I have that, but I never use it.
Same.
So you'd be okay without it?
Yeah. I mean, I never go. In fact, I have a funny story about that. My ex, three boyfriends ago, contacted me last year, and he's like, have you paid your Costco membership? And I'm like, no, why? I didn't renew it. And he's like, well, because I'm still using your membership and I have the card and I'm here and they won't let me check out. And I was like, we haven't been together in 11 years. You've still been using my Costco?
Wow, that's the ultimate come up.
I was like, okay, hold on. I went online and I renewed it for him.
Hell
right
no,
then.
You renewed your
he's
own
nice. He's a nice guy.
Oh, you nice guy.
Nikki, what subscription is worth every penny?
Jeez, I mean, you guys listed off all of them, but for me, I'm ashamed to say this, but I really love Instacart. I love Instacart.
Oh, you pay for it? See, I use it, but I don't pay for the subscription.
Yeah, I pay for the subscription because, so you could just order whatever you want. That is just my one guilty subscription that I have that I'm like, I don't want to get rid of it.
Is it worth it? Does it knock down the fees significantly?
The delivery fee, yeah.
How much is the subscription or membership?
It just, it depends. It's like $9 a month. For me, I think it's like $9 a month. I know I shouldn't be that lazy and just get up and go to the store, but when I'm telling you, like sometimes I'll have my order while we're here, like my groceries, and then I just get it sent to the house by the time I'm home. It's so convenient. I do love my Instacart.
Well, for you two, Art and Benny, that DoorDash pass.
I know.
Oh, yeah, that's non-negotiable.
Yeah, non-negotiable.
That knocks down a lot of fees. And I just got the United credit card.
Mm-hmm.
They pay for it for a year.
What?
Yes. They pay for it.
Slide me that number, baby. Slide me that number.
My credit card? You want my credit card?
Yes, great.
My travel credit card
Sharing is caring, Papa. We'll help you get the points. Yeah. Look at that.
Wait, he said slide it to me. How did you get it now?
We're family. I'm decided.
I'm not worried about him because he won't fly anywhere anymore. He's scared. You won't stay off a plane.
That's true.
Yeah, I'm driving to New York on our vacation in a couple of weeks.
Benny's on the ground. I'm in the air. Thanks, Greg.
How about you? What subscription is worth every single penny? And maybe we'll turn some people on to some new things out there. Hit us up, 888-456-9970. In the meantime, everyone's favorite trivia game, The Big Money Minute. That is next.
Let's play.
Big Money Minute.
Who would have thought a sour cream donut is fire? Fire, I tell you.
Benny's living his best life
I'll
right now.
I'll go ahead. These are, somebody left a box of Trader Joe's sour cream donuts in the kitchen. And y'all know I normally Dunkin'.
Oh,
but
yeah.
These Trader Joe's sour cream donuts are pretty fire. If anybody's ever picked them up at Trader Joe's. Mm.
So if you're listening and you have that one person at the office who steals everyone's food, who eats everyone's food. Mm. That's Greg here.
What are you talking about? They left them. It said, take me.
It does not say that.
Well,
he lied.
You
do you see a sign on there that says anything about free? Take it.
No.
Who's the one eating it? The two fat boys over there.
I'll eat it. I'm just not the one stealing it.
Listen, anytime the sales people have a meeting, they leave food. Whoever leaves food in the kitchen, I take it. I bring it to y'all. That's my gift.
All right. Let's play the game, baby. Big Money Minute. We are playing with Kitty in Brentwood. Hi, Kitty. Good morning.
Hello, everybody. Good morning.
Good morning. I love, Kitty, that you're a preschool teacher, but you're a DJ on the side.
I am, yes. When I actually get called to do so, yes, I am a DJ as well.
We might have to get you up here in these studios, see how you do.
Hey, call me anytime. I can come up there anytime you want me to.
DJ Kitty, let's go on the ones and twos. Meow. Do you do weddings or birthdays? Like what kind of...
I do it all. Weddings, birthdays. I mean, hey, if you need a bar mitzvah, I'm there. Hey. You know, I can do it all.
And you're not pulling out the Barney music or anything like that.
No. I play top 40, 90s, 80s, anything you want,
That's
I can
awesome.
Play.
You fit right in here, girl.
Well,
yeah.
Kitty.
Oh, yeah. Hey.
Welcome to the game. Let's get this going. 10 questions, a minute on the clock. If you answer them correctly within the minute, you are going to win $1,000. Good luck. The game starts now.
Ready, set, go.
In Hey Diddle Diddle, who was with the cat?
Diddle the cat in the field, the cow.
In what sport can you get a hole in one?
Golf.
What company made the Wii video game system?
Nintendo.
Something moving in a clockwise direction turns to the left or right?
To the right.
Name the rapper behind the hit song Hotline Bling.
Drake.
Who's the host of NBC's The Voice?
Oh, gosh. Is it still Carson Daly?
Craniology is the study of what?
The brain.
Is Becky G a singer or wrestler?
Singer.
Mount Kilimanjaro is on what continent?
Europe.
What Bay Area team does Tony Kemp play for?
A's.
Yes, you got that, and you were close to the money this morning. You missed a few, Kitty. And you actually said the answer to this, but you skipped over it and went to the cow. It's Hey Diddle Diddle, the cat and the fiddle. The cat was with the fiddle. The cow
jumped over the moon.
Yes.
Darn it.
A hole in one in golf, Nintendo Wii. Clockwise goes right. Drake was Hotline Bling. Carson Daly is still the host of The Voice. The skull. Craniology is a study of the skull. Becky G. She is a singer, and her soccer playing boyfriend just admitted to cheating on her. Oh, fiance.
Wait,
just
what?
Admitted to cheating. Yeah. Oh, they all cheat, honey. Mount Kilimanjaro.
So
Africa.
You're telling me there's a chance?
No, there's not for you, Benny. You already take it. What you mean?
He admitted to cheating?
Yes. He said he had a 15-minute lapse in judgment. So I don't
Sounds
know.
Like a love trap, no?
Yeah,
I don't,
that's all it took.
At a club in Spain. So I don't know if that's admitting to cheating. It's just a lapse of only 15 minutes.
Okay.
It's 15 minutes. And Tony can't place for the A's. Yeah, you got that one. So 7 out of 10.
Not bad, Kitty.
I know. No money. But it was fun playing, right?
Yes, it was. It's a lot easier playing in your car than it is live.
That's what everyone says. Well, it was so nice to meet you, Kitty. Have a great day.
Thanks, guys. You too.
We are coming back to pay your bills, and we're talking the subscriptions that are worth every penny. I'm trying to go through and compile a list of everything I'm paying for, trying to get rid of some, but there are others that, and it's funny because there's more that you're like, oh, non-negotiable, but you do have to start getting rid of some. The idea is to save some money. What are we getting from the texting line so far, though?
A lot of Disney Plus. People can't live without their Star Wars. People can't live without their Disney movies. And I know Disney has a bundle with Hulu and ESPN, so you get like three for one there. Mm-hmm. Well, not for one. You pay a little extra, but a lot of people loving that Disney.
All right. We'll talk about that next, and of course, paying your bills.
We will go. Kind of dream that can't be sold. We were right till we weren't. Built a home and watched it burn. I didn't want to leave you. I didn't want to lie. Started to cry, but then remembered I can buy myself flowers.
Play. Big Money Minute.
And we're playing with Jade in San Mateo. Hi, good morning, Jade.
Good morning.
You ready to rock and roll, Jade? I heard we're on a time crunch, so we got to go.
My fingers are crossed.
All right, let's do this, Jade.
Let's go.
Ready, set, go.
True or false, Coca-Cola was founded in San Francisco.
True.
In the song, This Old Man, he played one. He played Knick-Knack on my...
Some.
What iconic singer is known as the Material Girl?
Madonna.
What Bay Area team does Brandon Crawford play for?
Pass.
Which company made the Discman?
Sony.
Which part of an atom has no electric charge? Proton or neutron?
Neutron.
Which country gifted the U.S. the Statue of Liberty?
France.
What Bay Area county is Pittsburgh in?
Ooh, Alameda.
Someone who doesn't eat meat but does eat fish is called a what?
Pass.
Where will you find the Sea of Tranquility?
Pass.
Brandon Crawford plays for what team?
I'm terrible with sports.
I hear you.
Giants.
Let's go with the Giants. Yes, you said it. Giants. You got that one right, but we missed a few at the end. Let's run through them. Coca-Cola was not founded in San Francisco. It was founded in Atlanta. This old man, he played one. He played Knick Knack on My Thumb. Madonna is the Material Girl. Brandon Crawford plays for the Giants. Sony Discman. Neutron has no electric charge. France gave the Statue of Liberty to the United States. Pittsburgh is in Contra Costa County. Pescatarian eats fish. And the Sea of Tranquility is on the moon.
All right, Jade. No money, but it was nice to meet you. And have a great day. I'm sorry we had to make this quick, but we are running late. All right, have a great one. Bye-bye. And the reason we got to move things along is because it was a question in the Big Money Minute. The Material Girl, she's Madonna. And we have concert tickets for you coming up inside Soundcheck. And that will happen as soon as we are back.
Big Bay Mornings. Soundcheck.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Misheard Lyrics Part 2.
Oh, yeah.
So we did this last week, and we got so many texts from listeners that we weren't able to get to them all. So we're doing round two right now. What is your misheard lyric? The most texted in song, Ariana Grande, Thank You Next. She is saying thank you next, but everybody hears bacon eggs.
What?
Bacon eggs. Now listen to the song with bacon eggs in mind.
Bacon eggs. Bacon eggs.
Bacon eggs. And then she shouts out bacon and eggs. Yeah.
Y'all are just so hungry.
I was hungry.
I love this one. 510. My son thinks the Charlie Puth song Attention at the beginning is saying, run around, run around, run around, got that turtle on my knee.
What?
You run around, run around, run around, throwing that turtle on my knee.
Oh, I for sure. There's turtle in there.
You run around, run around, run around, throwing that turtle on my knee.
Name.
Oh, yeah. I hate when a turtle's on my knee.
Turtle on my knee.
How about Bon Jovi, Living on a Prayer? This is one of those classics. Forever, people have misheard this lyric. The song says, it doesn't make a difference if we make it or not. But people forever have heard, it doesn't make a difference if we're naked or not. Oh, which also makes sense.
It doesn't make a difference if we make it or not.
I mean, he may be saying naked, actually. Sing along, you ready?
We'll give it a shot. Whoa, we're halfway there. Whoa,
oh my God.
Living on a prayer.
Y'all always take it to the next level. Look at him, he's choking.
Lightheaded.
No wonder there was an earthquake today with you two.
Oh, he's choking on his.
Bacon eggs.
We need some bacon eggs.
Okay, this is the funniest misheard lyric ever, and thank you so much for the text. I don't have your name, but they texted in. In the song Despacito, my partner still thinks Justin Bieber says...
What is wrong with you?
So, I'm going to give you the correct lyric first. Bieber says, my sunrise on the darkest days.
Okay.
Well, this person's partner hears, my sore... on the darkest days.
No way, he doesn't.
I cannot unhear this. Listen.
My sunrise on the darkest day. My sunrise on the darkest day. My sunrise on the darkest day.
Oh, there it is. The third time.
Third time.
Third time. First one's didn't hear it. Third time. It's a sore ass on the darkest day. That's a really dark day.
And man, I don't know about that.
Well,
pretty good day to me.
Got me feeling some kind of way.
And that does it for us. We are out of here. Thanks for spending your Tuesday with us. Have a great day. Stay dry. Avoid those tornadoes coming towards Highway 1.
Just go home and hide. You're not safe anywhere except in your bedroom with the pillows over your head today, okay?
Oh, make sure you check in. The podcast will be up shortly. You can find it anywhere.
Yeah, go to our Instagram at Big Bay Mornings. I'm making it so simple for you guys. All you gotta do is check out our stories. Click the links in the stories, and we got you.
All right. We'll talk to y'all tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Peace.
This is the most entertaining radio ever.
Big Bay Mornings on demand. Download the 99.7 Now app from your app store.